I've got my very own WNBA mock draft that I would like to. Oh, now what is this?
I want
to
hear that.
Oh no, it's Chris.
What
the overly
up?
Handsome guy from Sam. Hi, Chris.
What are you two homo sapes up to, huh?
Well, we're doing a show.
You still struggling to make six figs while I'm killing it in sales?
Yeah, same old thing. Boy, you sound really stuffed up this morning, Chris.
Nah, man, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm just doing a little something to get my nose stopped up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I just closed a $40 million buy from a major advertiser.
Wow.
$40 million?
Yeah, so that'll be a pretty good little commish for me. Oh, man, Kev Rach is all jelly because, you know, like the ticket pays me 40% commish and he's only making like 8%.
But yeah, I'm
like,
40%?
Bro, you got to get rid of the micropene, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, I just got back from the Super Bowl, man. It was unbelievable out there.
You were out there, huh?
We missed you.
Oh, yeah, I had to go out there because a friend of mine was he was accepting an award on my behalf. So,
who's that?
I won that Walter Payton Man of the Year thing again this year. But as usual, I deferred to one of my buddies.
You did not win it.
You were not eligible.
Players.
Yeah, let D-Press accept it on my behalf, you know. He's, like, been feeling down, you know, because he's been sucking at football and stuff. So I'm like, dude, just take the award. I've got a show full of them, all right?
That's so nice of you.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm real cool like that. Plus, I had to go out there anyway because the Chiefs were using my private jet, you know, to fly to the Super Bowl and stuff. So
they don't have their
own plane?
Plus,
they kind of... No, they don't. And, you know, mine was the only one that was. They were like, Chris, yours is the only private jet big enough to carry a whole football team. I'm like, dude, I know. But, but yeah, plus they brought me out there to give some last minute tips to Pa Mahomes.
Pa Mahomes.
That's not Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my God. That's kind of a nickname that we all have for him.
Nobody calls him that.
Maybe MV Patrick or something, but not that.
Dude, some really cool Super Bowl trivia. Did you see the note about the Super Bowl quarterbacks this year? This was the first time opposing Super Bowl quarterbacks had both gone through the Chris summer quarterback camp when they were kids.
You don't have a quarterback camp.
Yeah, you know, like most of the time, there's only like, you know, there's always like one of the quarterbacks in the Super Bowl had gone through my camps, but this time, two, both Texas guys, you know.
Yeah, well, congrats. So,
yeah, hey, no problem, man. You know, good. I was just glad to help out, you know. You know, it's just great to have both the quarterbacks go through the Chris quarterback tree.
Have you had your symptoms
so
checked,
cool.
By the way? You sound like you may have COVID or something.
Dude, I ain't got no COVID or nothing. I may sound a little stoved up, but it ain't because of COVID. I know you guys are Fauci butt boys, but I ain't.
All right, yeah, we might be, I guess.
I trust in my own immunity because I'm a demigod, basically. Yeah, the only reason I'm stoved up a little bit is because I went skiing this weekend, if you know what I'm saying, dude. Yeah. You know, did some rails. Talking Peruvian marching powder, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Nose candy. Oh. Hot chick leg opener.
Okay. Okay. Chris.
Stop.
Yeah, it's making me sound a little muffin-like from Mr. Peppermint, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's all right. I only use the finest Patrick Bateman signature cocaña.
Oh, gosh.
We don't need to know all this. We don't care.
No.
Hey, George, I thought about you, buddy. Did you see my Get Fiddle out there? I let Stapes borrow my guitar to do the anth.
That's your telly, huh?
The anth.
Yeah, that was my telly. Yeah, and I had to teach him how to play it, like, last moment. He was like, Chris, I'm freaking out. I've never heard this song before. And I was like, dude, it's easy. Drop D, you know. But it was cool, you know.
Yeah.
And I felt so embarrassed, man. My kid was out there performing at the halftime show.
Your kid?
Yeah, you know, in Rihanna's stomach. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, my gosh. That's your child.
Yeah, it was just a little fling. You know, I'm kind of embarrassed about it now. And I was telling her, hey, look, half this fetus is mine, and I don't want it out there performing. But, you know, she overruled me. But that's okay, because I'm into women's rights.
I've never known that about you.
Yeah, totally. And I'm so glad that my boy, Tobre, got rid of Jizz Bunch. No, you know, she was such a nightmare. And there wasn't a time that we went out when she wasn't hitting on me. It was like embarrassing, man. I felt so bad for the guy. He finally just begged me to turn him into a cuck where he could break up with her.
Oh, God.
So I could win the Walter Payton Award.
Walter Payton Award.
We got to move along because we got a show to do, and I don't believe any of this, and especially your $40 million sale and your 40% commission, because K-Rach told me that you were given 2 weeks to sell something that you haven't sold in over a year, or they're going to fire you.
Oh my God, I've been found out. I'm going to jump out DJ's window.
Ah! This goes to DJ's booth.
How's he looking, DJ?
Not great. His face looks like a powdered donut right now.
Oh, no.
He's not moving.
Yeah. Oh, I hear him.
I see Jesus standing next to Army Hammer and Chris Hemsworth. And they're shaking wooden hands with Apollo Creed.
Oh no.
Fake. All an act.
Who wants to do the eulogy at his funeral? I don't see anybody volunteering.
No one's raising their hand, so just give him a good swift kick and
I'm back, you hit my man. See you at the next Super Bowl.
All right, see you next Super Bowl.